What does a pet pig, a heifer's eyes, and a telephone pole have to do with compliments? Here's the incomparable Shelley Fraser Mickle to untangle this conundrum.
Kids learn about compliments the hard way, because the thing about compliments is that they usually come in roundabout ways. In fact, they rarely come in straight talk. Take my friend Betty Ann, who in the third grade started copying everything Patricia Duworth did, even down to the fact that Patricia Duworth had a chipped front tooth. Betty Ann so admired Patricia that for one whole week, she came to school with a piece of black tape over her front tooth in the hope that she would look like Patricia. Yes, imitation is the backdoor entrance in paying a compliment. But there are other compliments that are so disguised, it takes a while to see them. For instance, in the seventh grade, Donnie Lee Burris told me that my hair was the color of his aunt's pet pig, and that my eyes reminded him of his heifers, and that I was built like the telephone pole on the right-hand corner of his uncle's farm. I was torn between wanting to pop Donnie Lee a good one or running home crying. Instead, he asked me to the Valentine's dance. And when I got to know him better, I found out his aunt's pig was a prize winner. His heifer had eyes that made you want to tell her everything. And the telephone pole on his uncle's farm delivered electricity to 45 families. The bottom line on paying compliments is that nobody wants to pay them straight out. We humans tend to treat them like they are money we have borrowed at a high percent of interest. We hand them out, too, as if the poorhouse was knocking on our door. In fact, I think one of the greatest challenges of childhood is to see the compliments when they're coming. Mark Twain said that there is nothing you can say in answer to a compliment. He found that whenever someone complimented him, he was embarrassed because simply no one ever said enough. Seems to me Mark Twain was right.
Shelley Fraser Mickle's latest book is the novel, The Turning Hour.